Tell me a little bit about the study, kind of those early days when you were starting to think, I really want to study this emotional impact of this game.
Oftentimes when a gamer gets involved in one of these online worlds, their entire time will be spent in one area. And I started thinking to myself, kind of, you know, myself being a transplant to West Virginia, what is it like to be a transplant to a digital West Virginia where you're spending, you know, 10, 12 hours a week in sort of fantasy, but kind of anchored in reality, West Virginia? And then I got to thinking to myself, you know, just by population alone, West Virginians aren't going to carry this game. I think we're in the lower 50 states in terms of population size. So just by probability, if you were to grab somebody in the video game in Fallout 76 and ask them where they're from, it's very unlikely they're going to be from West Virginia. So that, coupled with the fact that Bethesda and Fallout is such a majorly popular franchise, you're going to have folks from all over the world play in this game. So for me, it was an opportunity to look at a group that probably doesn't know very much about our state, doesn't know much about Appalachia, but is going to be spending probably 40 to 50 hours a month there. And I was curious to find out if there would be a correlation between spending time in this video game and actually fostering a sense of connection for the real West Virginia that's represented in the video game.
So you spoke for your study, you spoke to a little more than 550 individuals. Were those individuals all from out of state, out of West Virginia?
About 20 to 25% of them were West Virginians. And we defined a West Virginian as somebody who was born there, who was raised there, or who was currently living there. So the other 75, 80% had never touched West Virginia, never heard of West Virginia, other than knowing it's a state.
And talk with me a little bit about those details that you started to discover. I know you did a set of follow-up questions 2 weeks after the game's launch, and then you did follow-up questions 2 months after the game's launch. What were some of the eureka moments, the big things that you discovered?
We recruited these people, and we talked to them before the game even came out. And some of the things we asked them about were just what they knew about the state, how they felt about the state, their emotional connections to the state. After about 2 weeks of gameplay, we went back in and we looked at the same questions and we analyzed those. The non-native scores had increased significantly. And in fact, the non-native scores were as high as the native West Virginian scores. So that was 2 weeks after playing. Well, 2 months later, we went back, talked to the same people, analyzed the data. So what we found in the 2 months after play, the non-natives, their scores about how much they knew about the state, how close they felt to the state, were as high as natives. That effect stayed for 2 months. And this really fascinated us because what it suggests is that when you do spend a lot of time in these digital worlds that might sort of represent the geography and the culture of a place, one of the results of that is you start attaching yourselves to that place. Maybe you want to go tour it more. Maybe you find yourself buying t-shirts with West Virginia on them, even though you live in Oregon. And it has a lot of power, not only for digital tourism, but for maybe how players accept these digital spaces as kind of real.
Looking kind of down the road, the long-term impact of this game, it did have some negative reviews there at the beginning, some bugs. You know, what does that long-term look like? Is it positive for West Virginia, do you think?
I think it's going to be a drop in the bucket at the end of the day, only because the negative press probably turned a lot of players away from the game. So I think what you're going to find with this game is it's going to be a pretty niche audience. I think for those players and for the fans around that, and maybe folks rediscover it through that nostalgic experience, I think you might see a slight tick in tourism or a slight tick in interest. And so maybe this game wasn't the blockbuster Bethesda was looking for, and maybe this wasn't the tourism bombshell the Governor Justice was looking for. But it sets the wheels in motion so that when other folks want to do it, they can learn from the experience and they can start to take this notion of sense of place and apply it to other media products. So whether it's comic books or movies or films or maybe virtual reality experiences, it might suggest that there's something to this idea of getting people exposed, not through billboards and commercials like we usually do, but through other entertainment experiences.